Hi, this is Eric.
Good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Am I speaking with Eric Javer?
Javer, yeah. Can I ask where you can get your number list from, just out of curiosity?
Well, this is a politics survey, so they get it from the data, you know. Okay?
Yeah, how long does it take?
All right, it depends, you know, how fast we do the survey. There's some people that takes a long time because they'd be asking a lot of questions, right? And some of them go through real fast.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote? Probably a 50-50?
Definitely
or
vote.
All right.
Definitely vote.
And just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
I'm 39 years old.
Okay. All right, sir. All right, sir. Now, just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race? Are you white, African American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian?
White.
Okay. All right, sir. Please write me your level of motivation for voting in the next presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0
Five.
To 10, where 0...
10.
From 0, you know, I'll take 10. All right. Thank you. All right, sir, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or something else?
I'm an independent.
Okay. All right, sir, in thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country's headed?
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied, okay. All right, sir, and why specifically makes you say that? Can you give me like a sentence saying why you're, satisfied?
I'm satisfied with the leadership that's in office today, the economy, the stability.
With leadership, you say, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Current leadership.
And the economy.
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, sir, and which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional election? Would that be immigration and border security, criminal justice reform, that, you know, stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, inflation and the economy, healthcare costs, protecting our democracy and freedoms, gun regulation and reform, improving K-12 public school education, climate change and environmental issues, protecting abortion and reproductive...
gun control and protecting women's right to choose.
Okay, so be gun control, gun regulation and reform, right?
Yes.
Okay, so in protecting, all right, thank you. All right, sir, and do you approve or disapprove the job, you know, being done by the United States Supreme Court? Would that be strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Strongly disapproved.
Strongly disapproved, all right. All right, sir, and generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's getting better.
Getting better, okay. All right, and now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse, okay. All right, so then how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Very often? Not at all. Okay. All right, so then how concerned are you about the rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned,
very concerned.
Not at all. Very concerned.
Very concerned, yeah.
Okay. Okay, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. And if you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
72.
All right. Donald Trump.
0. Can you go negative?
Well, 0 is the 0 to 100. Okay, but what about Black Lives Matter?
80.
80. Tim Scott.
20.
20. Cornel West.
Don't know who that is.
All right. Don't know. All right. What about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
Don't know anything about them.
Don't know anything. Okay. The National Rifle Association or NRA?
0.
0. And the Republican Party?
3.
Okay, you got 3. All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and I know it's still a long way off, but the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden. Would you vote for Donald Trump or Cornel West or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. Thank you. And how worried about are you about the rise of white, you know, nationalism in America today?
I'm concerned, somewhat concerned.
Very worried, somewhat worried.
Very worried. Yeah, that's horrible.
Okay. All right, sir. And now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Okay, the first one says, we are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech. Would you say strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly agree? Disagree.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay, immigrants contribute more to American than they take.
Strongly agree.
Okay, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay, sexism is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree.
Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, and the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Strongly agree.
And racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Agree. Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? And would that be strongly supported?
Somewhat supported.
Right. Okay, so now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about, you know, our country. Please tell me which one do you agree with more, okay? Statement A says that other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founder, you know, and its people. What culture is going too far? It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than, you know, uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job admission, you know, to college. Or government should not treat us as individuals and allow us to us the freedom to make our own choices. So that's the statement A. The first, the statement B says, some people say America's strength is diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who, you know, have come together and put truth to the idea that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by, you know, diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our, you know, on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all citizens, so that they might all contribute, you know, to the strength of America. Which of two statements do you agree with more? Would you say much more A, somewhat
second,
more A, or much more B, or somewhat more B?
Much more B, yeah.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Okay, so now I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say, you know, are being undermined in our country. Today, please rate me using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree that this is being, you know, undermined or under threat. 5 means I somewhat agree, and 0 means that you don't think it's being, you know, threatened or undermined at all. Okay, you can use any number. Okay, ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting from 0 to 10.
2.
2, okay. All right, equal economic opportunities for all.
4.
Okay, 4. The right to bear arms.
7.
7, okay. Freedom to protest, you know, the police or government.
5.
5. Police, you know, that treat everyone the same.
5. I don't know.
What about immigration to this country?
It's being undermined, or it's under
threat? Yes, both. You know, I strongly agree being a threat or undermined.
8.
8, okay. And a commitment on Christian ideals. Sorry.
0.
0, okay. All right, thank you. All right, sir, now we're almost done with the survey. I really appreciate your time, okay? I only have a few more questions to go, and we should be done. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made, you know, how we can make improvements to this country. Please rate each on using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this statement, 5 is somewhat agree, and 0 means that you don't agree at all with this statement. Okay, you can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority of the United States Supreme Court has rolled back, you know, fundamental civic and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court, you know, majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court, you know, impacts all aspects of our lives, as we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and the powerful. Do you agree with that statement? Somewhat agree or strongly agree? But you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
10.
10. Okay, and the other one says America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights, you know, and freedoms are under attack. So our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. Do you agree at all? Somewhat agree or strongly agree? What number?
10.
All right. 10. Thank you. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Sometimes over the course of the survey, you know, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are, you know, not all motivated to vote next year's election. 10 means that you are extremely motivated. All right. Thank you. All right, sir, switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
College graduate, bachelor's degree.
Okay, bachelor's degree, all right. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married. Married.
Okay. Okay. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
I have three of them, yes.
Okay, so yes, okay. And thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal, okay. All right, so then how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a
never.
Month, several times a year, or never? Okay,
never,
maybe never, right? And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. All right, so then do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, with that, that was the last question. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Where can I see the results?
Well, this is, I don't know what they do, you know, with the results, but yes, we just do surveys, sir.
Well, hey, you got
I don't
one.
Know.
Hopefully you get a bonus or a commission. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.